Darius Garland spoke yesterday. Said he's excited to start the season with your Cleveland Cavaliers.
Not nervous, but it's definitely some excitement. Getting ready for year six is super cool. I'm like a vet now. I'm an old head now, so they call me Unc in the locker room a little bit. So it's super cool, though. Year six, I don't have any jitters, but a lot of excitement.
I've had several people, non sequitur, I've had several people ask me, what age do I become Unc? Like, you know, that's what they call Shannon Sharp, Unc. And some people said, I go, guys, I have no idea. I don't know what age. I'm 38. And they're like, oh, I think you're Unc age. I go, well, I'm an uncle, but I don't know if I'm, am I of that age?
I don't call anybody Unc.
No, I don't either. But that might be why we're Unc, because we're too old to call them.
Yeah, that might be the case.
Yeah, okay. Darius Garland says he's excited for the season. Darius Garland's the exact reason why I think the regular season does matter. Over-under's 48.5 this year. The win total, correct. And the over-under is 48.5. And I think a lot of people are just like, hey, man, like, you got opening night. There should be some excitement opening night. Cavs tip off against Toronto. They'll be back on Friday to take on Detroit. Rodney McLeod might be going to that game. We'll talk about Rodney coming up in a bit. They're back in Detroit on Friday. And then kind of for some people, the Browns were good last year, so maybe it changes this year. Like, I think for a lot of people, they're like, all right, when January came, then they were like, in. And then you get to the summertime, you want to see how far they go. I'm not going to wait for summertime. I'm excited about tonight. I'm excited about all 82. Because I don't think that they're going to finish the season the way they start with their lineup. I think that there probably are some moves that are going to be coming. Core four, they have the best of intentions. They have to be public about that. I mean, Darius Garland's play, I think, is going to be under scrutiny every single night for a lot of fans and for this organization. And what do they do moving forward here? Because Donovan Mitchell is the main cog here. Evan Mobley is the focal point of, does he finally take that next step? And he started out very young, so I use the word finally softly, I would say. But does he finally take that next step and become that dominant player that we need him to be? Like, those guys aren't going anywhere, though. Jared Allen, we could discuss him, but Darius Garland, I think that he's target number one for a lot of people, that if you make a move, that's where you break the glass. I defended him a lot last year. I think that I have to change my tune this year.
Well, it's interesting that they ran it back. There weren't a lot of good options for them when it comes to being able to switch up their roster, to try to elevate their roster. I mean, they were in a spot where there wasn't a whole bunch they could do unless they wanted to blow up their model in theory. And instead what they said was, we're going to change the head coach and change the way we play. And so what I'm really focused on is, aside from the obvious, like Darius Garland not having a season from hell and Evan Mobley being able to make the leap.
Slapped in the face and gouged in the eye every other night.
Unfortunately, that just seems like the way he plays. Mm-hmm. But just to be able to actually play with confidence again. I mean, his numbers all dipped. His three-point shooting for him, really bad. I mean, he was down to like 36% when he's been a 40% shooter. Just those things are the obvious. I am curious about the way they play the game. Are they going to get up and down the court the way Atkinson says and use Evan Mobley to like instigate transition, because he can clear the ball off the boards and be able to get it going? Has he worked on his dribbling? His ball handling's been a little bit of a mess the first 3 years in the league. Is he going to be that unicorn type player? And then can they do that and play defense? Because the reason they win so many games in a regular season, it's not because they're terrific offensively. It's because Bickerstaff had them as one of the dominant defensive teams, especially the way he used Allen and Mobley. Well, if all of a sudden their goal is to get out and run, their defense is going to suffer. How much is their defense going to suffer? And does that cost them games? Because I would have them with the over going into the year. Like, I think they should win 50 games.
Do you believe, not a loser's lament, but do you believe that being a defensive team is kind of a cover-up for a team that can't win a title?
No.
That can't compete, that can't seriously compete for a title. And maybe Boston's just that big of a juggernaut. Maybe I shouldn't hold them to that standard. I don't know. I think that tends to suck the fun out of anything if we just continue to say that. So I'm hesitant to say that. But when we go, well, they're such a good defensive team, we usually say that because they can't score. Ah, they're such a good defensive team. Well, you got to do something well.
Yeah, and they could score more in the regular season. In the postseason, I mean, it was a bear. And well, it was the year before against the Knicks.
It usually is.
Yeah, they really, really struggled. But the hope all along is that Mobley in year four is just going to have a dominance about him in a way of life. Because last year, he did not make those gains until really the end of the Boston series. All of a sudden, it's like, whoa, it clicked. You have an old man, Al Horford, on you. Let's go to work. And he did, because Mobley offensively was horrific in the series before against the Orlando Magic. And like, if the season would have ended there, we would have had a whole bunch of questions about Evan Mobley that I think that Boston series, I think he kind of answered.
So I liken this to a franchise quarterback that you draft, and maybe you're on or off schedule where if you have to make a decision between coach or player, you're gonna choose to move on from the coach. Well, the Cavs were not gonna move on from Donovan Mitchell unless he forced their hand to. And he says back in January that he had made his decision, and I understand why he had to continue to hold everybody's feet to the fire. But now that that decision has been made and he's staying here for the foreseeable future, even though this could end up being a year-by-year deal, I understand that too, that you made your decision. You switched out J.B. Bickerstaff. You brought in a coach that you think is going to be able to help you accentuate all the positives that you have, and you're able to run and gun. If you're not able to do that, Donovan goes nowhere. I don't believe Evan Mobley goes anywhere. Jared Allen, exactly what do you get and what role does he fill? I want to see how that works out. I don't just want to say that he's done. Darius Garland becomes the conversation piece. But then it becomes the age-old question of what we discussed last year. How do I get a wing for a undersized guard? How do I do that? Because everybody wants to make those trades. And if you're so desperate for a wing, why is an NBA general manager just willing to give you up a wing to have the same problem that you have with Darius Garland? Other than, well, we just need a young scorer that could help us out and we're going to be in rebuilding mode, which is a possibility. But that's why I think that this regular season matters so much. They're a good basketball team. They should hit the over this year. That's all true. But we need to see how this matches up because our aim's higher. We have to see how we match up with Philly. We have to see how we match up with Boston, New York, whatever it may come. That's where we need to be. Not just, obviously, getting a home court advantage. I don't know how much that matters. I need to see the matchup when it comes down to the nitty-gritty.
Are you putting Boston maybe in a different category, though? It's how they match up with Philly, Milwaukee.
Possibly,
people have forgotten about Milwaukee, but
possibly,
if they're healthy, they're a different team.
But they're the ones that say if they do X, Y, and Z, they can compete. They might just be lying to themselves, but they're the ones that say it. So a lot of people are going to, when they say it to them as fans, they're going to believe them. They're going to believe them when they tell them that.